Obviously a huge matchup, a divisional game for the Eagles this weekend. Fran, that Cowboys secondary, they did some interesting things in their first game out against the New York Giants. How do they match up with a guy like Jordan Matthews, who had a big first game against Atlanta, 10 catches in the first game?
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see, because this is a defense that lost Orlando Scandrick this offseason to an injury during the preseason. So now when you look at the secondary, you've got Brandon Carr, who they brought in free agency, their left corner. Then you got former first-round pick Mo Claiborne as the right corner, who's been up and down so far throughout his career. They lose Scandrick, who was there. He played outside in base and then slid inside in nickel. People like Greg Cosell thought that he was the best corner on the roster. So they're down a man. So who's going to play in the slot now? Right now you see Tyler Patman. That was who we saw last week as the nickel corner. Patman, I think, is a decent player, but I think that he's a little limited. So I would imagine that that's an area where you could see a Jordan Matthews, you could see Nelson Agholor, Josh Huff, whoever is lined up in the slot. That would be a matchup that would be interesting to exploit. But then when you look at how else they deploy those players, they played a lot more dime this past week than what we saw from them last year. Mm-hmm. I think in the games I charted last year, they played only 3% of their snaps in dime, and they played 12 of their 19% of their snaps. So they went go from 3% to 19% in this past game. So Byron Jones came in as the dime linebacker, played over the tight end. They didn't always play in man, but they did always play him over the tight end. So that'll be an interesting theme to watch.